This is the brief on beta testing for EdTech leaders. Okay, so you know how every new EdTech tool promises the world, right? Well, beta testing, it's not just some optional step. It's really that make-or-break moment to ensure the technology actually helps learning and, you know, avoids those classroom headaches. It's absolutely vital for successful tech integration in our schools. So, first up, what exactly is beta testing? Basically, it's the stage where a new system, one that's not quite ready for prime time, gets its first real test drive by a small, carefully picked group of its intended users. The whole point? To grab that initial real-world feedback. All right, then second, let's talk about the role of these beta testers. These users get early access, and they're expected to use the system pretty much like they would day-to-day. But often, they're also encouraged to, try to break it, really push its limits. And importantly, they need to carefully document what they experience, the good and the bad. Finally, how do you effectively collect all that feedback? This is super important. Designers usually wrap things up by getting the testers together, often in focus groups. It really helps if there's a live version of the system there, so everyone's looking at the same thing. And look, to get feedback you can actually act on, instead of just general grumbles, focus on two key questions. What can we do to make this more effective? And what can we do to make it easier to use? These really get to the heart of it. Structured beta testing like this is just essential if we want to develop and roll out technology systems that are truly effective and genuinely user-friendly for our schools.